Boker Tov, we are in Kohelet, already in the second Pirik. Where did we stop? Where are we? We stopped, I think, at... Oh, Pasuk Tedvav. So, we were in the middle of Shlomo HaMelech describing that he achieved a lot of materialism, but all of his materialism was worthless in his eyes, and therefore, he's speaking about something else now. Says Shlomo HaMelech, "Ve'amarti ani b'libi kemikrei kesil, gam ani ikreni." He says, well, Shlomo HaMelech thought to himself, whatever happens to the kesil, kesil in Kohelet is synonymous with the Rasha. You know, all the Mefarshim Rashi and the other Mefarshim on the Psukim, they explain that kesil, fool, is a reference to Rasha, a person who doesn't care about Chokhmah, a person who doesn't care about the mitzvot. So says Shlomo HaMelech, well, apparently whatever is going to happen to him is going to happen to me. V'lama chachamti ani az yoter? So why am I focusing so much on the Chokhmah? V'dibarti b'libi shegam zehavin. But then I said to myself, on second thought, you know, a lot of Kohelet is like a monologue that Shlomo HaMelech is having with himself. So he said, you know, why am I working so hard on my spirituality? You know, the Rasha is going to die and I'm going to die. And then Shlomo HaMelech said, wait a second, don't say that. Why? Because that thought process is also nonsense. Says why? Ki en zichron lechachamim akesil le'olam. There is, zichron over here means equality. Only in this world, it seems like there's equality between the chacham and the kesil, between the tzaddik and the rasha. See? They both have to eat, they both have to drink, they both have to make money, and they're both going to die. So what do you, you know, what do you force, what are you exerting yourself? Go enjoy. Says Shlomo HaMelech, that equality that appears to be between the chacham and the kesil is not going to be forever. B'shekevar hayamim habaim hakol nishkach. Those days that the Rasha, the Kesil, looks very successful and he doesn't have to answer to anybody, those days are going to be quickly forgotten. Ve'ech yamut echacham im akesil. He says, but the tzaddikim, even when they're dead, right, the Rasha'im, he means to say, Rasha'im after they die, what's their legacy? Nothing. Right? They put them in the ground and zo, shalom. And all of their atzlacha is forgotten. Where's the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim, even after they're done, there's a pasuk in the Torah, v'zacharti et b'riti Yaakov, v'efet b'riti Yitzchak, v'efet b'riti Avraham izkor, v'aretz izkor. The tzaddikim are never forgotten. There's a chuyot, are remembered, right? We're still here. All the reason why we're still here today is primarily because of zechut avot. You see, the tzaddikim are never forgotten, even after they're dead, right? And that's what the Gemara says. Tzaddikim b'mitatan kruim chayim. Tzaddikim, when they die, are considered dead. Now, says the pasuk vayter, v'saneti et ha'chaim ki ra alai ha'maaseh shena'asa tachat ha'shamesh ki hakol hevel ur'ut ruach. He says, Shlomo HaMelech says, I hate life because I see everything under the sun, all the materialism is all nonsense and frivolity. Now, v'saneti ani et ha'chaim. Now, the Rashi HaKadosh says, what's he talking about? Shaya mitnabe al doro shel Rechavam shayu resha'im. We know that Am Yisrael was united under one kingdom for three generations of kings. Who are they? Shaul, David, Shlomo. Zeo. And then Am Yisrael split up into Malchut Yehuda and Malchut Yisrael. The Gemara says, and the Sukkim explain, Shlomo HaMelech, who is the king of Yehuda after Shlomo HaMelech? Rechavam. Shlomo HaMelech had a son, Rechavam, and the first Melech Yisrael was, everybody knows him, he's a famous guy, his name was Yerovam ben Nevat. Big Talmid Chacham, but unfortunately made a lot of mistakes. Anyway, Bekitzur, the Psukim described Rechavam also as not living up to necessarily the legacy of his father, although he wasn't a Rasha, but you know, he was very easily swayed. So Shlomo HaMelech was having Ruach HaKodesh, he was having Nevuah, as soon as Shlomo HaMelech passed away, in the very next generation of his son, the entire generation was Rasha'im and they started doing Avodah Zarah and stuff. So he says, I hate that. I hate this life that the next generation after me is going to live because they're doing all sorts of nonsense. And remember, this was only one generation after Beit HaMikdash was built. The Beit HaMikdash was still around. And yet people started, can you imagine, with the Beit HaMikdash and all the Korbanot and everything and all the Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, and people, you know, went off the derech and started doing terrible things. So,
but doesn't it say in the Pesukim that, I know they say maybe Shlomo didn't do,
yeah,
Abu Dazara, but it says in the Pesukim that he did.
It says that towards the end of his life that his wives started, you know, messing with his head, and le'ed ziknato, the Pasuk says, Nashav hituit levavo. They kind of, he didn't actually do Abu Dazara, but apparently he didn't have a lot of strength to, you know, to stop them, and that was the problem. That was part of, huh? His son, yeah, not necessarily his sons, but you know that generation.
I never understood.
His son Shlomo HaMelech, before he passed away, did a very smart thing. He knew his son was a little, you know, not so mature, so he gave him a lot of zakenim. He gave him a lot of elders to kind of guide him, whatever. And he didn't listen. A lot of the times that they gave him Aitzot, he didn't listen, and that's what caused the split between Malchut Yehuda and Malchut Yisrael, and everything went downhill from there. Yeah.
I never understood this. How can it be, and people come from like such big, like, such a good, like, rabbanim, right?
Yeah.
But all the time, like, their kids are never, like, never hit up the standards. The kids never.
Never?
Not never. A lot of times.
Never is a very powerful word.
Not never, but a lot of times, like, they'll never, like, they always go down generations.
Well, first of all, yeah. In general. Well, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That Hador Holechu Fochet. That is the generations, you know. We don't have, you know, from the generations of the Nevi'im, right, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than Yehoshua, and then Yehoshua was greater than the Zekenim, and then the Zekenim were greater than the Nevi'im, and Nevi'im were great. Every generation goes down. That's why, in Halakha, you know, Acharonim can't argue on Rishonim. They have to find precedent among the Rishonim. Rishonim can't argue on Geonim. Or, you know, Amoraim can't argue on Tanaim. The reason for that is exactly what you're saying. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that there is a downward spiral throughout the generations. Now, to, you know, whether or not it's a person has to pray all of his life that his children will follow in his derech. Many times you'll find among the Malchei Yehuda and Malchei Yisrael, for the most part, Malchei Yisrael were Rishaim, for the most part. Malchei Yehuda, kacha kacha. Some like this, some like that.
How is it possible?
Now it's interesting, sometimes among Malchei Yehuda, you'll have a father who was a tzaddik, but a son who was a rasha, but other times you'll have a father who was a rasha, and the son is a tzaddik. For instance, I don't know, let's say by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, tzaddik Yisod HaOlam, he's supposed to be Mashiach, his son was Menashe, and a rasha gadol. Yoshiyahu HaMelech, a tzaddik gadol, he's chuzer b'tshuva gadola me'od. And then his father, Achaz, big rasha. Anyway, Bekitzer, so it could go both ways. There's no. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, everybody knows the famous Mishnah, that by Limot Torah Arbe ve'al Tomar Sheyirushalach. No, don't ever think that the Torah is inherited. Torah mitzvot are not inherited. It's not hereditary. It's not. It's not in the genes. It's not anything. You have to. I mean, it is in the genes, but you got to work for it to bring it out. And those people who think that just because, you know, my father was a gadol b'torah or whatever, it doesn't work like that. You got to actually put forth. Everybody has to be omed b'kochot atzmo. So, let's see another pasuk. V'saneti ani et kol amali. Says Shlomo HaMelech, not only do I hate life, and we said not, he's not talking about his own life, but the generation after him, which were Shaim, but he says, I also hate all of my efforts in this world. She'ani amil tachat ha-shamish. All the efforts that I have under the sun. She'ani chennu le'adam she'ye acharai. Unbelievable. He says, if you think about it for a second, what are you working your whole life for? Person works. He works, and let's say he makes money. Zeh b'matzav ha-tov. And then he makes money, and then what? 70, 80, 90, 120 years? Zo, shalom. Kaddish al Yisrael. And then what? Where's all his money? To other people. If he's lucky, it goes to his kids. If he's lucky. If he's not lucky, then what? Person, let's say Khalila is, let's say he didn't have kids or whatever it was, Khalila, and then it goes to his wife, and then his wife marries another man, Vizel. So which means all of his work for his whole life goes to whom?
Or Gucci.
No, it goes to another man. Says Shlomo HaMelech, it doesn't work like that. You know, in Tehillim, David HaMelech writes before him, Ki lo v'moto yikach hakol. There's another pasuk, Ve'azavu le'acherim chilam. You leave all your stuff for other people, right? Everybody, they cry a little bit. They take him to the Beit HaChaim. They bury him. They cry, say Ashkava, Ktzat Kaddishim, Vize. Maximum 12 months, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the person forget. And then what? He stays in the ground, miskin. The neshama is in Shamayim. And they're parting with his money. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Ma ata mishtageya? What are you going crazy? Somebody else is going to take your money. Yeah? He says, Shlomo HaMelech, very... See Shlomo HaMelech, how honest he was? You know, a lot of people would be maybe like have second thoughts to publish this. Shlomo HaMelech, he wants to be very honest to, and he knew everything. Chacham mikol adam, and he achieved everything. And he's telling people, don't think that there's any materialism. And guess what? The people who have the most, and the people who have the most money and everything, basof they get depressed. Yeah. Says Shlomo HaMelech, v'saboti ani liyesh et libi. He says, all these thoughts I began to internalize them to make my heart hopeless. Which means, I thought, you know, so maybe let's stop working, stop putting forth effort. He says, so maybe I should stop, if it's that terrible and it's going to someone else anyway. So maybe just stop cold turkey. So he says, "Yesh adam she'amalo bechokhma uvda'at uvchishron." There are those who put forth their effort in areas that will actually stay with them and help them in Olam Haba. Chokhma, da'at, kisharon, that is talent. Ul adam shelo amal bo yitenenu chelko. Ki gam ze hevel v'ra'a rabba. Which means, even those, you know, there are those who achieved, he's speaking about over here, the door of the Mabul, also achieved very high levels of chokhmah, da'at, whatever. But guess what? If you don't channel it, if you don't focus it to the right direction, you know what happens even if you achieve a lot of chokhmah? Here, says, he quotes of here, Rashi says, "Rinna asu dor shel hevel, v'rabba ra'ata adam ba'aretz, bedor ha'mabul." By dor ha'mabul, what happened? They achieved a lot. They're only 10 generations after Briyat Adam, Briyat Olam. And yet, they didn't channel it. Yeah? So, and we'll continue, I guess, with maybe tomorrow. This is heavy duty Musa. So, anyway, in the kitchen.
It's a Musa book?